You're listening to WGEL for the best country in the country. Homegrown music coming right up.
WGEL presents Homegrown Music with Swamp Weiss. Tell us about the program, Swamp.
Hey, I'd love to, John. Local artists, some old favorites, original tunes.
April program, Swamp.
April all around
again. Golly.
Yeah.
It'll be springtime a little bit.
One of these days.
Yeah.
Hope so.
Hey, we got something here. I got something here to start out the program.
You know these guys?
Yes, I know these guys. Yeah. You'll think you'll recognize some voices in this one.
Okay.
But the Swamp Daddies.
Oh, yeah, I know those guys.
The Swamp Daddies. We're going to do right. Swamp Daddies. Big River.
All right.
And I talk the weeping willow howl. Cry, cry, cry. Show the clouds how to cover with red blue sky. Tears that cry for that woman go. Love you, Big River. I'm going to sit right here till I die. Told the weeping willow how to cry, cry, cry. Show the clouds how to cover up that clear blue sky. Tears are crying for that woman going to flood you, Big River. I'm gonna sit right here till I die. Till I die. Won't you vanish by Baton Rouge, River Queen, roll it on. Go on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I had enough of your blues down in the gold. She loves you, Big River, more than me. Well, I taught the weeping willow how to cry, cry, cry. Show the clouds how to cover up that clear blue sky. Tears to cry for that woman gone. Love you, Big River. I'm gonna sit right here. Well, I'm gonna sit right here. I'm gonna sit right here till I die.
Swamp Day.
Hey.
Did that a song yeah. there. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
That was a lot of fun.
That was pretty good. We recorded that in Pennsylvania. We got a gig out there. Somebody we knew and hooked us up. As usual, we didn't make any. Oh, we made some money, but by the time we
got
paid
home,
expenses,
it
yeah,
where it was.
I think I was the last one to put a tank of gas in the truck, and some. I sing all the time. There goes my profit right there.
Yeah,
but we had a good time, man. You mentioned keyboard, and I want to point that out.
Yes, sir. That was a slamming keyboard.
It's a fine guy named Tim Zubel, who played with us for a few years, and got married a while back, and decided to toss it in, and. It's too bad, but I sure miss him. That was Dale Hanneberger on the lead vocals. I did some harmony vocals,
that.
And I did the lead guitar. We had Goose Miller on the bass, and a fellow, Denny Gannis, who played with us for a spell, too, who's kind of out of music at this point, too. So that was the Swamp Daddy lineup at that point. So anyway, it was your idea, John, too. I don't want to...
I just said, hey, well, I don't think we've done a good Swamp Daddies lately.
Yeah,
and, well, there it was.
Okay.
Big River.
Big River. We kind of...
Johnny Cash song.
Just jazzed up a little bit from the way Johnny
yes,
did it, too.
Sir. So, gave it a new twist there.
A little twist.
Well, coming up, what next, Swamp?
I think you had picked out a fellow named Norman Blake, and one of my all-time favorite guitar pickers and an all-around musician. He plays other instruments, too. The closest tie we can get with anything is he played the Wildy Theater in Edwardsville years ago. So, that's enough of a tenuous tie for me to to pull him in here.
Happy man here because this is good stuff.
It's great. It's great picking. Yeah. He's retired from the road now. He's 80 something and finally chucked it in. So, last time I saw him was in Missouri, someplace I think. And but he got tired of the road life and just age kind of caught up with him. But listen to this and. Man,
I think it's Black Mountain.
Black Mountain Rag is the name. Yeah, he takes a swing at a lot of other pickers have done it. But
okay,
it's a good version.
Here we go.
Norman Blake. Yeah.
Mountain Rag.
And actually his wife Nancy is playing the rhythm guitar behind him there.
Wow. So doing a heck of a job.
That's from a Rounder label release from probably in the 80s, I think, sometime maybe. Longer.
Okay.
So
hey, Got one coming from the DeMola Museum here. These guys have come in and done a show. I think they said it was their fourth year there. They'd come in to DeMola and did that, and we recorded it right there live.
All right. Well,
yeah. This is some good old ragtime.
Cherry and Jerry.
Cherry and Jerry.
1, 2, 3.
Hey, Swamp.
What do you think about that?
Jerry, man, that was a great show. We really, those guys were entertainers, man. This guy, all the percussions have been done by one guy.
Yeah.
He's slapping this and kicking on that.
I talked to him after the show and he said, "Look like you're enjoying yourself." I said, "I am."
Yeah, so he was.
He was.
Yeah.
It was kind of nice. They had the piano. Yeah, and this guy was playing a box type thing. And then a guy switched on saxophones. He had a baritone sax and a tenor, I think, maybe.
Yeah, he was a versatile sax guy.
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Hey, that was fun.
Very cool.
We're going to catch. They're probably back next year, too.
Yeah, I want to thank John Goldsmith for that.
John Goldsmith. Thank you, sir.
He gets people in there for a little entertainment around here.
He did. We're thinking about doing some John Prine here.
Yeah.
You know, Johnny's from Illinois.
Yeah, he was. He grew up in Illinois. There's kind of, you know, there's anniversaries that are happy and sad, and this sort of sad when John died at the beginning of the COVID epidemic about 3 years ago or so. And so kind of celebrating John. I use any kind of excuse to play the song. It's one of the great songs of all time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's called Paradise.
You guys do a great job on this at the nursing home.
Yeah,
we can say that.
It's kind of a staple.
I just kind of lay back and tap on my, trying to add a little percussion on the side of my guitar when you guys are doing this. It's good.
Craig and I have taken 3 trips to Paradise, Kentucky. He flew down twice. And first time we went, talked to the ferryman who was having a ferry across the Green River there. And which isn't much of a river at that point. You can see pretty much the other side of it. It's not like Mississippi or anything, but we talked to him a little bit and said about John Prine. He said, "I hate John Prine." "You do?" He said, "I just heard it so much. I don't, you know, okay." Then the second time we went down, we had Randy Hamill with us and flew down, took Randy with us too. And
when you bring Randy, everything's kind of black.
It's different, yeah. And the ferryman said Randy had a camera with him. He said, the ferryman said, "I'm going to take that camera for national security purposes." And Randy kind of looked at him and he said, "Oh, just kidding." You know, so. And I think he liked John Prine, didn't get into it too much, but he was related to several people around there, he said. The last time was pretty funny. We went down with Bob Johnson, drove down to Nashville one time, and Craig and I went, and he asked us to do some backup vocals on a song he did. So anytime anybody asks me to do a vocal, I'm right there, you know, because nobody ever asked me. So anyway, we came back the spot where Prine talks about the Green River, having a good time there. So anyway, all that aside, though, think about John and one of my favorite singer-songwriter guys. And
we got him up on the turntable. This will be turntable music coming up here. Right. This is old stuff. This is good. This is like,
this is some dinner stuff right here.
Here we go.
All right.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky where my parents were born. And there's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Avery Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. And the coal company came with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Well, they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken, then they rode it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Well, Mr. Peabody's coal train did its job.
Yeah, there's not much left of Paradise, Kentucky anymore.
That's what I hear, yeah.
We stopped in a restaurant there and then tried to make a go of it, you know, and that's about it.
So. Yeah, it's good. Anyway. Good there's a restaurant there anyway.
Yeah, something. There's John Prine Boulevard, I think. Yeah, I forgot him. So.
Orville Johnson.
Orville.
Tell us, you know Orville.
Well, I'm ran into Orville in the early 70s, sort of, and I think he's a Southern Illinois native. I saw him at the Picturex Stagger Inn in Edwardsville, Illinois, quite a bit. And he was going in, or I was going out, or whatever the case.
All right, Stagger Inn or Stagger Out.
Yeah, yeah, so okay. I think that's the idea.
Yeah, horrible. Hey, let's talk a little bit about this song after we listen to it here, and we'll get right back and talk a little bit about Orville. Yes.
All right. Thank you.
goes horrible.
Horrible. I'm not sure what he titled the album. This is from, but the tune is called Mardi March, like Mardi Gras, and had a little festive feel. It had some horns in there and everything. So Orwell's good at kind of putting the dobro in some places that usually don't hear it, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
That was kind of a little March.
Anytime you can stick a little dobro in there.
Yeah, that's fine.
What do you got? What else can you do?
Sure. Yeah. A little dobro don't hurt nothing. Well, we're going to, I think, conclude here with old buddy Craig. About as homegrown as you get.
And, he's about as homegrown as they come. Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
He's still around that area.
He spent a little time flying around the country, but other than that, he's mostly been here. Yeah.
Mostly here. This is from a tune we did, a couple tunes we did down in Nashville last summer. And it's with Craig Fletcher, who's a great player, session guy. And we hired him for a day. And he's playing banjo and bass on it. I'm playing guitar and mandolin, and Craig's playing the other banjo, and of course the lead vocals, and it's a song that Craig wrote called Nothing Left to Hide.
Here we go.
Well, I walked off the edge, I could see myself falling. No, I heard something. Somebody was calling my name. Feeling no pain. Well, I thought I was flying. Still knowing that all good things must come to an end. Stayed up till the morning just to watch the sun rising. When the day touched my face, I could not keep from smiling. Tired of searching for the answers, do you know where they're hiding? Crooked street signs leaning and they're faded and they're so hard to read. Tell me, where do I go? I've lost the directions and the address is faded away. And the street signs are written in some foreign language and the road map is missing a page. Secrets, I'll have nothing left to hide. Tell me, where do I go? I've lost the directions and the address is faded away. And the street signs are written in some foreign language and the phone book is missing a page. Secrets, I'll have nothing left to hide. If I tell you all my secrets, I'll have nothing left to hide. If I tell you all my secrets, I'll have nothing left to hide.
There goes Craig.
Nothing left to hide.
Nothing left to hide. You know, just try to find something to hide that you haven't got. Nobody knows you've got. Yeah. Yes. did a job on that.
Anyway, yeah, I think Craig's probably going to get another CD out one of these days. Maybe. I don't know.
So all right.
See what happens.
Okay. All right. Well, that does it for us.
That's April.
So we'll be moving on to May here.
All right.
Another month. I think the 12th of May we'll be back on.
12th of May.
With one of these good
programs. All new show for you.
All new show. Yes. See ya. See ya later, Swamp.
See ya. All right. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.